vital general principles. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Here is expressed the fundamental principle for the regulating of practical godliness. This is the grand rule which is ever to guide us where express precepts are not supplied. Self is to be denied, and the eye fixed on God alone, so that we aim at honoring Him in everything. Let all things be done decently and in order. 1 Corinthians 14:40. This is the general rule to regulate us in all the details of public worship, as the former concerned more directly our domestic or private lives. It is a simple principle which, if heeded, will furnish guidance on many matters of church life concerning which the New Testament does not specifically legislate. Let all your things be done with charity. 1 Corinthians 16:14. If this were duly attended to, how many disputes would be avoided, ill feelings spared, and difficulties solved. All our affairs, domestically and ecclesiastically, should be regulated by love. Earnestness must not degenerate into bitterness, nor firmness into tyranny. If zeal be governed by love, then excesses and cruelty will be obviated. Whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men. Colossians 3:23. Here is yet another general principle which is to govern us in all our undertakings. Our service is not to be forced, but spontaneous, rendered not grudgingly, but gladly. It will be noted that the chief emphasis in these general principles is thrown upon the inward springs of action rather than upon the outward performances themselves, and that they afford room for the exercise of sanctified common sense, moral instincts, and spiritual intuitions. January 1940.